Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Wednesday, the 18th of November, 2015. This is my audio blog. I'm not sure if I should say audio log now. Anyway, Simon here. I wanted to record a boo in response to Jana's boo, where she was asking about what is the point of mobile websites, mobile optimised websites. Good question. I think I know some of the answer. I'm not going to go into a history lesson about old phones with little black and white, monochrome screens and WAP based services for low bandwidth historical data connections. I'm not going to go into all of that stuff because that's all it's all ancient history now. But mobile phone websites. So these days, Apple went quite when they reinvented the smartphone, they worked quite hard to make sure that that the little screen could render a screen that's been, website pages that have been optimized for big screens. They've done various things there to make it look like you can zoom in, zoom out, all that stuff. But they didn't add flash, for instance, and not all technology is going to work on the iOS platform. And the same is going to be true to some extent of Android and Windows mobile phones. But they do attempt to support the desktop site to some extent, which is I guess the point where that's coming from. That can't I just have the desktop site, please? Because it works pretty much. And even if you run the Chrome browser on your iPhone or iPad, then you can even request a desktop site. There's a little button that you can press in the menu for requesting the desktop site. It doesn't always work, but they try to make it work. Sometimes the web server that you're talking to still works out that you're on an iPhone and turns it back into the mobile version of the website. Anyway, why do they do it? Well, people that make websites, they make websites for, that's their business. They make websites for clients, and they charge money per website. So if they can make everyone buy two websites, a desktop version of the website and a mobile version of the website, then they can charge more money. So it's in their interests to justify the need for mobile optimized website. And the way they do that is by looking at the benefits of having a mobile optimized website. So, I talked a little bit about the concept of being able to zoom in and zoom out and all that stuff on a desktop, for a mobile device, browsing a desktop web page, that you can pinch to zoom and you can double tap to zoom and all this stuff, so you can zoom in and zoom out. But that's all extra. That's all extra journeys. That's all extra clicks and gestures that people are doing to navigate the content. Whereas, of course, the people that own the websites want to maximise the revenue they can get from people and make it as efficient as possible to complete whatever. If it's an e-commerce website, for instance, to complete your purchase within the minimum amount of time. If it's a content site, then there'll be other benefits of trying to make sure that the end user can navigate as quickly as possible to the content. So people that do websites and sell websites have and people that indeed people that run websites do all this kind of usability testing and user experience testing, so they can track what users do on websites and how they behave. And they do something called A/B testing, where they will have a they'll give 1% of customers a slightly different version of this of their website, and then see whether those 1% of customers are more whether they get more sales or more click-throughs or whatever it is that they're trying to achieve. Whether they can get more by making this change and by having, you know, a mobile site versus a desktop site for mobile users. So they do lots of testing to prove that actually you become more effective as a website if you have the mobile optimized version. And that's how they sell the concept of doing mobile optimized websites. So yeah, you can do it with a lot of science. You can also be lazy and not do a lot of science, but just kind of tell your prospective clients, well, look, all these other websites, they made more money having a mobile version, so therefore you should have a mobile version. Don't bother spending loads of money researching it, let's just do it. And then they deliver a mobile version of the website that has less functionality and doesn't actually improve the user experience, which is what the ones I think that Yana's probably come across were one of these ones where it doesn't actually have anything, but they're just assuming that they're going to. This was a shopping site, wasn't it? So they assume that they're going to make more sales if they have a mobile version. But yeah, it's obviously not the case. If you end up with a substandard version of the website, which has got less functionality or more difficult to navigate. Another reason why people might do a mobile version of the website would be if their old website was very flash-based or was based on technologies that aren't supported very well on the mobile experience. So rather than redesign the whole website so that they will work without flash on all devices, including mobile devices, they might just say, well, we'll develop a mobile version that doesn't need flash, and we'll have that alongside our desktop version, which does include flash, legacy version, whatever. And then they'll end up maintaining two completely separate websites on an ongoing basis with limited resources. They're going to be, it's not going to be efficient. They're not going to be the best at developing and further enhancing their websites. There's a lot of danger in falling into that path of saying, well, we're going to have a mobile version and have it on a separate platform. The ones that work best are the ones where the website owners have taken the plunge to move to more modern technology platforms, the ones that that adapt to the browser. Those are the ones that offer the best experience. But there's my views as to why companies do that. It'll be interesting to hear what everyone else has to say on the subject. So thank you very much for listening, and speak to you again soon. Toodle-bye.